Do you believe a marriage can always be happy? Listen now to the story of two people in love who think theirs will be the perfect marriage. Marriage for Two, a thrilling love story brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, by the Kraft Foods Company, makers of the world's finest cheese. If it's your turn to entertain the Wednesday Bridge Club tomorrow, you'll be just about the most popular hostess in town if you'll treat your guests to a luscious fruit salad topped with creamy white Philadelphia brand cream cheese whipped. It's so good. And for you hostesses in a hurry, so easy. All you do is put a soft package of genuine Philadelphia brand cream cheese in a bowl. Then add a little milk and whip lightly with a fork. You'll have fluffy mounds of fresh goodness. You see, genuine Philadelphia brand is the cream cheese that's guaranteed fresh and made only by Kraft. Yes, Kraft makes this cream cheese fresh daily and rushes it to food stores ice cold. That's why you can depend on genuine Philadelphia brand cream cheese to be really fresh, delicately fresh. So for a really fresh-tasting topping for your Bridge Club fruit salad, whip genuine Philadelphia brand cream cheese. When you buy, look on the silvery package for the words, Philadelphia brand. Then you'll be sure of getting the cream cheese that's guaranteed fresh and made only by Kraft. Roger was dressed and downstairs before Vicky this morning, and as he sat at the head of the long dining room table, his thoughts kept jumping ahead to lunch when he planned to give Pamela Towers the bracelet he had bought for her. He kept playing the scene over and over again in his imagination, picturing her surprise, her delight.
Yep.
Pam's going to get a big kick out of it, especially since she isn't expecting anything. I'll take her to lunch, and we'll just talk about things in general for a while, and then I'll spring the bracelet on her. And lost in his own pleasant thoughts, he's a little startled when Mildred's voice shakes him back to reality.
Mr. Hoyt, I'd like to have a few words with you before your wife comes down.
Yes, certainly, Mildred. What is it?
Mr. Hoyt, I suppose Mrs. Hoyt has already told you about our disagreement yesterday.
Disagreement?
Yes.
No, she hasn't said anything to me.
Well, yesterday, Mr. Hoyt, when you went to call for your in-laws to bring them back here for dinner, Mr. Austin called.
Yes, I know that. What about it?
Well, your wife asked me to get him some coffee. Not for her, just for him. Well, I think it would be closer to the truth to say she demanded that I get him some coffee.
Demanded?
Yes. Oh,
Mildred, I'm sure you just imagined that.
Well, perhaps, but it didn't seem that way to me at the time. At any rate, I was busy getting dinner ready. I had so much to do. I trust the dinner yesterday was satisfactory.
Oh, yes. Dinner was just fine, Mildred. Well, I'd like to hear the rest of this story, if you don't mind.
Of course, sir. I suggested to Mrs. Hoyt that since I had so much to do, and I had, Mr. Hoyt, that perhaps Mr. Austin himself get the coffee. I'm afraid your wife was quite annoyed. She told me to do as I was told.
You mean just that way, in those words?
She said, "You do as you're told." Now, of course, my only interest was in having dinner ready on time. I hoped she'd understand, but evidently she didn't.
Oh, Mildred.
Mr. Hoyt, I want to tell you how much I enjoy working here in this beautiful house. And I do hope your wife doesn't let a simple misunderstanding...
Oh, I'm sure she's forgotten it. And you forget it too, Mildred. I'll have a talk with her.
I'd be grateful to you, sir. Oh, and one other thing.
Yes?
Well, since Mike Austin is working for your aunt, Mrs. Marshall... he's, as her chauffeur, he's one of the family help, isn't he?
Well, I hadn't thought of it just that way.
And since he is one of the servants. Well, Mr. Hoyt, in other homes I've worked in, I haven't been accustomed to waiting on the other help. Not that that was the trouble yesterday. My primary concern was getting dinner ready. But I did want to mention it.
I see. Well, Mildred, I can understand your point,
but... I was so slow this morning, darling. Oh, I'm starved.
I'll get breakfast.
All right, Mildred. We'll continue this some other time.
Very well, sir. I'll bring the breakfast in, Mrs. Hoyt.
What are you going to continue some other time, Roger?
Sit down, darling. Gee, you look pretty this morning. I love your hair tied back that way.
Roger, what was she telling you?
Well, she wanted to give her side of a little misunderstanding she said you two had yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Well, don't worry about that. I'll handle Mildred.
Yeah, but Vicky, dear, let's not antagonize her. After all, people don't find housekeepers like that every day. She's efficient and capable and good cook.
Mm-hmm. She's very efficient. Well, what are the headlines? You read the paper yet?
Listen, darling, this is serious. I wouldn't want to lose her. And perhaps you weren't quite tactful yesterday.
Roger, look, you're being a little unfair, aren't you?
Unfair?
Yes, I mean, well, she's evidently been pouring all her troubles in your ear, telling you how misunderstood and wrong she was, so you're taking her side without even asking for mine.
Boy, I'm right in the middle of a domestic squabble, aren't I? Oh,
please, darling, let me handle it. Please?
Well...
After all, I promised you I'd give her another chance and... Well, give myself another chance to get over the antagonism I felt for her from the minute she walked into this house. So, let me work it out myself, You have enough to worry about in the office.
She said you ordered her to get Mike some coffee.
Roger, I didn't mean to order her, but... I was so upset because of Mike. He had just called Loretta, and she agreed to meet him at the roadside inn for breakfast today.
Mm.
He actually had the shakes, Roger. He was so nervous. I thought he needed a cup of coffee.
Well, sure. I understand all that, but... honey, there's another thing.
Yes?
Now, I'm not saying that I agree with her, Vicky, but in Mildred's mind, since Mike is Aunt Debbie's chauffeur and Aunt Debbie's one of the family...
Oh, uh-huh. Mm-hmm. She told you that, too.
Well, after all, to her, it was like waiting on the help.
Roger... Mike's a friend of ours just because he happens to be working for Aunt Debbie.
Sure. I know, honey. I know. But it's a little difficult for Mildred to realize. Vicky, I'm still not sure letting him rent the place over the garage was a good idea. I still think it puts us in a position of interfering with Loretta and Mike's personal problems. You know, taking sides. And having him sleep over the garage makes him seem like one of the help to Mildred.
Oh, Roger, I really don't care how it seems to Mildred. And as for interfering, well... Maybe when Mike sees Loretta today, he'll be able to get this straightened out once and for all. I certainly hope so, for all their sakes.
Here are the eggs, Mrs. Hoyt. I'll bring the toast.
Oh, thank you, Mildred. Oh, and Mildred. Yes, Mrs. Hoyt? I didn't have a chance to tell you yesterday, but dinner was just fine. I'm really very pleased.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Mrs. Hoyt. I'll get the toast.
Good girl, Vicky. That's being diplomatic. I'm glad you took the first step.
Well, don't you worry. Everything will be all right. Hey, look at the time. Mike's probably with Loretta right this minute. I'd give anything to know what's happening.
Well, we're the only people in this joint. That makes it nice and private.
You have to say joint.
Okay, pardon me. I forgot for a moment who I was with, my beautiful wife who went to boarding school.
You needn't be sarcastic. You wanted to see me. I'm here. Let's make this as short and painless as possible.
Is that all you're having for breakfast, just coffee?
I don't feel much like eating.
You know, in spite of the fact that your mother insists I didn't feed you well enough in Chicago, you've lost weight since you came back to Glenwood. You were pretty when I first met you.
Thanks. Think of something nice to say.
I'm not trying to make you mad, Loretta. I was just stating a fact. Want to know another reason you were prettier when I first met you?
Oh, my.
You were in love.
Please.
When you were in love with me, you were beautiful, Loretta. Or maybe I just thought so.
Mike, don't. Stop it. You're going to make it harder for me to say what I have to. What I've come to say.
Loretta, what happened after that other night? When I kissed you, you kissed me back. I didn't imagine that.
I couldn't think that night. You got me all confused. I couldn't think when you kissed me. But afterwards, when I got home, I realized what had happened.
What had happened?
Well, you've always had an attraction for me. You had it at the beginning when I was close to you. I couldn't even think. Now I've got to, for all our sakes, yours and mine and then the children.
Go on.
After you left me that night, I realized that this time I have to be logical and practical.
You mean after your mother started talking
to you? You leave my mother out of this.
All right. Go on.
Well, Mike, I want a divorce. I can't make you happy any more than you can make me happy. We haven't enough in common for a really stable marriage. It wouldn't be good for us or the twins.
I see.
I'm sorry for the way I've acted. I'm sorry I ran out on you the way I did, just leaving that note. I'm sorry I wouldn't answer the phone the past few days or come to the door or... But I needed time to think.
I see.
Is that all you're going to say?
No, it's not. Now, look, Loretta, you deserted me. I didn't desert you. Maybe I didn't give you all the comforts of life, but I supported you. The kids were healthy and well-fed. I'm the one who has the gripe. You try to divorce me, and I'll fight it. You want to keep it dignified? Sorry, but I'll fight for custody of my kids. I don't want to see them once in a while. I want them with me. I'll fight you, Loretta, and drag this across the front page of the Glenwood papers if I have to.
You wouldn't dare.
Wouldn't I? Just try me. Well, I'll pay the man. I'm leaving.
Mike, come back. I want to talk to you.
Well, I'm through talking. So long. Oh, did I remember to wish you a happy new year?
Loretta, stunned, feeling the blood drain from her face, stares after Mike. Watches him walk out the door without another word, without a backward look. And she knows he means what he says. Why don't you surprise and delight the family tonight with some of your own wonderful, hot, spicy gingerbread topped with a mound of Kraft's creamy white Philadelphia brand cream cheese whipped? Oh, that's a mouth-watering treat they'll call for again and again. And it's a dessert treat that will look twice as good to you because it's so easy to make. For the topping, just put a soft package of Philadelphia brand cream cheese in a bowl. Then add a small amount of milk and whip lightly with a fork. Honestly, it's so easy to make, you'll wonder why in the world you didn't try it before. But remember, the smart hostesses who serve this topping often make sure they have genuine Philadelphia brand cream cheese. Because only genuine Philadelphia brand cream cheese is guaranteed fresh by Kraft. You see, Kraft makes this cream cheese fresh every day and rushes it to food stores ice cold. So you can be sure genuine Philadelphia brand is delicately fresh. So, for a fresh-tasting, easy-to-make dessert topping, get genuine Philadelphia brand cream cheese. But please keep in mind that there is only one Philadelphia brand cream cheese. So when you buy, look for the silvery package with the words Philadelphia brand. It's the cream cheese that's guaranteed fresh and made only by Kraft. Do you believe a marriage can always be happy? Listen again tomorrow at this same time to the thrilling story of two people in love who think theirs will be the perfect marriage. A Marriage for Two, brought to you by the Kraft Foods Company, makers of the world's finest cheese.
Listen to the Baby Snook Show tonight on NBC.